Get out the weenies and the marshmallows. It's time for a dumpster fire.
Wow, that sounded really creepy.
Recovery 101 does not speak for any AAOACAGAPASLASLACRRMMDRAHA or any of them, FA, any of them there, guys.
Who cares?
Apparently World Services cares.
We don't care.
Well, we didn't put the disclaimer on there before, so we kind of had to.
We don't care now.
Okay, so there it is. So it's a dumpster fire.
That's what you got.
Can't we all just get along?
No.
No.
Okay. Who's the lead-out music by?
We don't have lead-out music. It's a freaking dumpster fire.
We don't do lead-out music for dumpster
fire? No, we don't do lead-out music for dumpster fire.
They start and they end.
Wow. Okay, so you go to some meetings, AA meetings. They freak out if someone says that they're an addict alcoholic or they use the word clean. You go to programs that would ostensibly say we cover every drug, but you can't say the word sober in there or they get all testy.
Yeah. They get their panties in a twist.
Meanwhile, CEA is over in the corner going, whatever.
I actually made three memes the other day. I made three memes, and it's got this guy, and it's like one of those old, like, kind of 50s or 60s drawings, and he's holding the middle finger up, and it says, you know, I went into an NA meeting the other day, and I said the word sober. And then I did the same one and said, I went into a AA meeting, and I said the word clean, and the guy's flipping off, and then I said, I went to a CA meeting and said I was clean and sober, and they didn't seem to have a problem with that.
They applauded.
Yeah, they applauded. So, Shelley,
yes.
What do you think? You've been to many. I know you've been to three different fellowships for sure.
Five or six. If you count OA, because I went to OA for a while, a long time ago.
Mm. Didn't you go to Crossdressers Anonymous? Dual diagnosis.
Wardrobe didn't qualify for that.
Dual diagnosis, same thing.
Yes, I went to the Dooleys. Actually, I still occasionally go to the Dooleys because I'll meet somebody there to have
coffee
meeting after the meeting with.
So, have you ever gotten pissed off as a result of?
Yeah, but I just sucked it up.
Well, what happened?
Well, I had started going to a women's NA meeting because I felt like I was in a meeting rut. And so my sponsor said, well, try some new meetings. And there was a women's NA meeting at the hospital where we have the CA meeting on Thursday. But it was on Tuesday night. So I started going there because a friend of ours also went to that meeting. And she said it was really good.
She lied.
And, actually, the thing was I really like the women in that group. And they're incredibly. That's one thing, you know, if you really latch on to NA, the support among the people in that group.
Yes.
It's like the core CA group. It's the same kind of support and attention and love and caring, and you get that same thing. However, a newcomer walking in there that accidentally says sober like I did, if I didn't know better, if I hadn't been forewarned, I would have walked right out. And that was the first time I shared, and I got shut down because I said that. And our friend apologized afterward. She said, yeah, some people just have a bee in their bonnet about that. And then the second time
it happened. As Shelley said, I got more time than most of you.
And then the second time it happened a few weeks later, and here's the thing, even though that happened at that meeting, they immediately made me their coffee maker. So I was the coffee maker at this meeting for like 8 months. And the second time it happened, I just kind of stopped sharing at that meeting after that. I was the coffee maker and I would just sit and listen, and it was valuable to me and I appreciated being there. They had a friggin' killer potluck. Midway through the year, it was really nice. There was this lady that made...
F the recovery. They got a potluck.
They have potluck. Well, it was a special meeting they did once a year, and they had a big potluck, and everybody came. But
5 second rule.
But, you know, and I just stopped sharing after that at that meeting, and I would just sit and listen. Because
you didn't do the nobody puts baby in a corner speech back to them?
No, because it wasn't to me. It was like, you know, they're when in Rome, it's their program. I wasn't actually a full participant because there was no friggin' way I was doing that goddamn notebook.
It's not their program; it's our program.
Well, you know what I mean.
I was going to bring up the in sort of a devil's advocate section. The when in Rome, do as the Romans do, but I don't. Mark, you've had occasion to.
I just be in
other fellowships.
I just try to quietly and respectfully acquiesce.
You do not.
You do not.
What
the heck is wrong with you? Are you running a fever?
You know, you guys are talking about, you know, the difference between different programs and the way different programs are. I'm in a program where within that program there are two very separate factions of how things are done.
Oh, that's true.
Because in FA you've got this group of hardline people, then you've got a group of people that are more traditional recovery program oriented.
Right.
The problem is, I was talking with somebody the other day who said that when they got to their fourth step, they said to their sponsor, I think I'm ready to do my fourth step. And she goes, okay, make a list.
Of?
She didn't know. That's all she knew to tell her, make a list. You should go do an AWOL. You should go do another different meeting where they go through the steps. Because the sponsors don't know how to do the steps.
Well, that's just wrong.
They tell people, do the tools. Just do the tools. Just have some quiet time and meditation and call three different people a day on the program, and you'll be fine. And I'm like, what the F are you talking about?
Wow.
So, you know, but when it goes on within the same program, it's really difficult because you can go to different meetings. I went and spoke at a meeting, and half the room came afterwards and said, oh, my God, thank God, I love what you shared. Half the room looked like I kidnapped their child.
So
Mark is like the Avenger, superhero Avenger in FA.
When you share, when someone shares in an FA meeting, what is their norm? You know, in Alcoholics Anonymous, they say, I'm Bill and I'm an alcoholic. In NA, they say, I'm an addict. In CA, they could say either one.
Well, people in FA identify as a food addict. I don't.
No one goes in there and says, I'm a donut
junkie. I identify as an addict. No, they don't, because you're not supposed to mention food by name.
Oh, see, you know me.
Yeah, I know.
That'd probably be the first thing I do.
It'd be like sharing at a CA meeting and not using the word cocaine.
People do it all the time. I'm a cocaine addict. Yeah. I've heard it a million times.
Yeah. Well, you know, because the problem I have with food addict is I'm not a food addict. A food addict would mean I would have to stop eating food in order to be clean. And
you lose weight quick.
It's flour, sugar, and non-measured meals. So it's like, but you know what? It's the same thing as the program of recovery that I'm already in. And I'm an addict in those. I'm an addict in this. You know? And nobody's gotten real uncomfortable about it yet, but I just decided, why? I'm an addict. That's what I am. That's what I qualify at every meeting I go to. I'll throw alcoholic in there, too, when I go to an AA meeting just because I want to share. And I don't need to put up with the trash.
I haven't done it in a long time, but when I used to go to the 502 Club a lot, and I would go to those real big meetings where people would get real sticky about that, I'd say, I'm Bruce, I'm an addict. You got to share as an alcoholic. I'm addicted to alcohol, just like Dr. William Silkworth says in the doctor's opinion of the Big Book.
Yeah.
I'm like, if it's in the Big Book, I'll talk about it. Just like the chapter, which isn't there anymore, the personal story, the story's there.
Dr. Alcoholic Addict.
Dr. Alcoholic Addict.
The story is still there. They renamed it.
Well, sure. Yeah. Because they didn't want the word addict in the Big Book.
It's still there because it's in the beginning of the book in the doctor's opinion.
Yeah.
There's a book in the newest edition of the Big Book. There's a story in the back by an American Indian woman. I've actually been to a meeting at her house. Cool. When I went up to Big Bear once.
Awesome.
So what the whole topic of this dumpster fire was, can we all just get along?
Yeah, well, because...
I don't see us talking about that.
Well,
because the answer is no.
That's true.
Well, because you know what, and whenever I'm in a discussion with people that are bitching at each other about this, I used to be involved with it sometimes on Facebook. I haven't done it in a while, but I'm like, so someone says they're sober in an NA meeting, or someone says they're clean in an NA meeting. If that's or in an AA meeting, I'm like, if that's the worst thing that happens to you today, I think your life's pretty fucking good, because aren't we all on the same team here?
I think it's just a stupid pissing contest, and I don't give a crap. Because
whatever
gets you sober, great. Go for it. I would love to hear all about it. Tell me your story, because that's what I'm interested in. I don't give a crap what it is, what program it is, or what it is, where you came from, or how you got it. If you went to Marshmallows Anonymous to get recovery, I don't care.
I want to take Shelly to a really strict NA meeting where she's got the most time. And
how are you going to do that if you take her there?
Yeah,
you gonna slam first,
yeah.
Dick.
I'll have a puff on a J outside.
You know,
or something.
The thing that I heard so many people with timeshare when I was in the rooms was, What got me here isn't nearly as important as what keeps me here.
Recovery 101 Radio is a program based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more like going to coffee afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. We used to suffer from insanity. Now we enjoy it. Find us at recovery101.net.